From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. This week, the family resource organization ParentLink will hold a special conference in Jefferson City for grandparents raising grandchildren in the state of Missouri. The free event will provide seniors with resources, practical information, as well as support to help them meet the significant financial and legal challenges they face. But events like this one happen only occasionally. More sustained outreach programs for these grandparents are harder to find. Diana Milne runs the Northland Grand Families Program that serves the greater Kansas City area. She says that each area of the state is left to address the issue on its own.
It does kind of vary. I'm fortunate here in the greater Kansas City area that we do have a lot of community agencies that are serving seniors, but we're really the only program that is specifically targeting grandparents and aunts and uncles who are raising children.
What are some of the things that they're struggling with?
It's just a very wide variety of circumstances, but I can tell you that legal issues and financial hardship are pretty much at the top of the list of the majority of the grandparents.
It seems like a lot of these seniors were just not prepared or not expecting to be a parent again. Do you generally see a lot of confusion and kind of being overwhelmed with the responsibility, or are they generally ready to take care of their grandchild?
Many of them are kind of depressed about it and grieving the fact that, you know, I'm trying to be the parent, and that means I can't really be the grandparent anymore. And financially, things that maybe I might have done with the grandkids on special occasions, I don't have the finances now to do that because they're with me every day. And then there's the added dilemma. These may not be the only grandchildren that they have.
One thing I thought of is if these grandparents don't have power of attorney or legal guardianship over these children, then they may not even qualify for health insurance because maybe they fall in the gap.
This is why it's so important to get reform with guardianship and custody, and also just maybe assisting them with legal fees. A lot of the grandparents have to rely on a legal aid attorney to help guide them through the custody process, and a few of our grandparents have actually gone through the adoption process, and it's been very, very expensive and very lengthy, and of course it's even more complicated if one or both of the biological parents are contesting that action.
What do you suggest to somebody who doesn't live in Platte County or Clay County where they should turn for these kinds of resources?
If they have a local chapter of AARP, maybe talking with family services, your school district, social workers and school counselors. I know that more rural communities are somewhat limited in the resources they have. The Area Agency on Aging would be a good starting point.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.